Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Jaden. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, Jaden. This is Joseph. I have a Miss Katrina Hunter. First name is K-A-T-R-E, N as in Nancy, A. Last name Hunter, H-U, N as in Nancy, T-E-R. And her best phone number is 404-599-3770.
Okay, perfect.
All right, and he'll take you from here. Thank you so much, Ms. Hunter.
Hello,
okay,
Katrina.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Hi, sir. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line for our attorney group.
Okay.
Perfect. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera helpline or the Depo Provera lawsuit? Sorry.
No, that's fine. You can. Yes, that's fine.
Perfect. So you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
I would like to. I thought I did speaking with the gentleman before, but sure, we can go over the intro.
Okay, I just want to confirm. So did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, sir.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for the specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And who'd be filing this claim? Is this for yourself?
Yes, myself, Katrina Hunter.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir, I am.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes, sir.
And what was the type of diagnosis that you had?
I'm sorry.
Or what type of diagnosis did you have after using Depo?
Meningioma, I'm sorry. Oh, sorry, let me get some water.
Sorry?
I'm sorry, I was grabbing my water. You asked what was I diagnosed with after, and I said meningioma. I'm sorry.
And what was the date of your diagnosis? Hello?
I'm so sorry. Sorry. I've been talking all day. April 26, 2011.
April 26, 2011?
Yes, sir.
And what is, and again, I'm very sorry about this diagnosis. What was your date?
I appreciate it.
Of course. What was your date of birth?
March 12th, 1977.
03-12-1977? Sorry, 03-12-1977. Does that sound correct?
Yes, correct. I'm sorry, yes.
No worries. And do you know anyone else that was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
And did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, sir, I did.
And did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
No.
So this is, it just asks if you used Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year. So did you use Depo?
I used Depo Provera, yes. I used Depo Provera, and then after that I didn't use anything else.
And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
And did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through to the present date?
Yes.
And when did you start using it, and when did you stop using Depo?
I started about September 2007, and I stopped about April 2011.
April 2011?
Yes.
So then and then just to confirm, you started in September of 2007 and then stopped in April of 2011?
Correct, sir.
Perfect. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm female.
Perfect. Sorry. We just have to ask. And then can I have the spelling on your first name, your middle initial, and then your last name?
Correct. Katrina, K-A-T-R-E-N-A. Middle initial is R, middle initial R for Renee, R-E-N-E-A. Hunt, last name Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R.
And then that was K-E-T-R-E-N-A.
K-A-T. A is an apple. K-A-T-R-E-N-A.
Okay. Perfect. Sorry about that. So K-A-T-R-E-N-A.
Yes.
And then R, and then last name is Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R.
Correct.
And then for your full social, do you know, or, so yeah, this next part, we do require a full social. This is for HIPAA and identification purposes. Is that okay if I were to ask you for that?
That's fine. 256-06-2103.
Yes. Okay, perfect. And then the email I have is trenarenea at gmail.com.
Yes.
And then phone number is 404-599-3770.
Yes.
And is that a mobile, home phone, or both?
It's mobile.
Mobile. And then can I have your full home address, please?
1333 Nash, N-A-S-H, Road, Atlanta, 30331.
Is that Northwest?
Yes.
1333 Nash Road, Northwest, Atlanta?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to read the entire address I found of 1333 Nash Road, Northwest, Atlanta, Fulton County, Georgia, 30331.
That is correct.
And do you have the name of the doctor that diagnosed you? Or the name of the hospital that?
The hospital. I went to West Cobb Medical Center.
West Cobb Medical Center?
Cobb, C-O-B-B, as in boy.
Oh, gosh. Medical Center, and then where? Was that in Austell, Georgia?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And the address I have is 3640 Tremor Point Parkway, Austell, Georgia, 30106.
That could be. I also have 3950 Austell Road. The zip code is maybe because it sits on two streets.
What was the zip code you had?
30106.
Okay, yeah, perfect. I have the same one. Should I put the one I found online, or should I? Would you like me to use yours?
That's fine. Please, you can use mine. Please, would you like? You ready for it?
Yes.
3950 Austell Road, Austell, Georgia. 30106.
And I'm just going to read this back. I have 3950 Austell Road, Austell, Georgia, 30106.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, it was Dr. Gates, Dr. Marcus Gates.
Dr. Marcus Gates?
Yes.
And then, just 1 second, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Was it Kaiser Permanente West Cobb Medical Center?
No, it's just the Wellstar Cobb Medical Center.
Wellstar Cobb
Medical Center, yes.
Okay. And then the phone number, what was the phone number you had?
470-956-4410.
470-956-4410.
Yes.
And then do you have, it was, who, do you know the name of the doctor that you were treated by? Sorry.
You mean treated as far as the oncologist? Is that what you're asking? Because I gave you Dr. Gates.
Yeah, Dr. Gates was the diagnosing, correct?
Yes.
And then do you know who the treating doctor was?
Yes.
Perfect. And was he out, or he or she, were they out of the same hospital?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, when you say treat, that they are the ones who diagnosed me, and I went on because I had to have craniotomy surgery. So are you asking who performed that surgery when you're saying treatment with the radiation?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And that was with, I saw the oncology, so you would also like the oncologist information? Is that what you're asking as well?
The name of whichever doctor that treated you, or whichever doctor that issued or helped you with the treatment for the meningioma.
Okay. It's Dr. Robert Herman. And his last name has two N's, H-E-R-M-A-N-N.
And he's out of the exact same hospital?
Yes.
3950 Austell Road, Austell, Georgia?
Yes.
30106?
Yes.
And was there a prescribing doctor or anything like that? Or like a pharmaceutical?
No. I mean, my pharmacist is where, I mean, not pharmacist, my pharmacy is where I get the medication from, but no.
Sorry, excuse me. What was that?
No, you mean that, I'm sorry, a pharmacist? No, I get my medication from the same place.
The same place?
Yeah.
The Austell Road, Georgia?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just 1 second. And do you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No, sir.
Okay. And then I'm just going to confirm all this with you. So for the pharmaceutical facility, you went to the pharmacy at Wellstar Cobb Medical Center, 3950 Austell Road, Austell, Georgia, 30106?
Yes.
And you were treated, or you were diagnosed by Dr. Marcus Gates? Out of Wellstar Cobb Medical Center, 3950 Austell Road, Austell, Georgia, 30106.
Yes.
And then you were diagnosed or treated by Dr. Robert Herman?
Yes.
And the phone number for this facility for the Wellstar Cobb Medical Center is 470-956-4410?
Yes, that is the number for Dr. Gates, yes.
And were there any other medical notes that we can put down?
No.
And do you have a copy of your own medical records for this incident?
I can get them for you.
And do you have them on you?
No, I do not have them on me, but I can definitely get those ordered, or I can go and request them.
Okay. And would you be able to provide those by mail or electronically?
Yes, once I get them, I can send them, yes.
And then for this last part, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
Okay, it will be my son.
And he does live with you?
Joshua Myers. Yes, he lives with me.
Joshua. And then
Myers, M-E-Y.
Oh, I'm sorry?
Joshua Myers. Joshua Myers, M-E-Y-E-R-S.
Okay, perfect. And then his, just his phone number.
770-369-369. 3273.
And then do you have his email address by chance?
I do not, but he has access to everything I have, so.
Can I put the same email for yours?
You can, yes.
And then if the attorneys reach out and they ask for his, just if you can, just try to provide it then.
I will. I'll make sure I have it.
So for Joshua Myers, I have 770-369-3273, and that's your son? And he lives with you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And the home address is 1333 Nash Road, Northwest Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County, 30331.
Yes.
And then full social I have on file is 256062103.
Yes.
And then date of birth is 03-12-1977.
That's correct, yes.
And a full spelling on the first name is K-A-T-R-E-N-A. Middle name is R and last name is Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R.
That is correct.
Okay. I'm just going to send over these documents. They're going to come through to either text message or email. Just let me know as soon as you do get them, okay?
Okay. Okay, Jaden, I have it here.
Okay, perfect, yeah. It should come through pretty quickly. Whichever one is easier, mm-hmm. either text message or email.
Okay. And I see the text message here since I have my phone in my hand.
Nice. And then as soon as you do click on it, it's going to take you to a page that's going to ask you to review and act on these documents. Just click continue through that.
Okay.
And then as soon as you have continued through... it should take you to the actual documents themselves. And on that page, it's going to have a yellow start button on the top left or right.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, just click on that. And then from there, it's going to have you adopt a few signatures. And then just let me know when you're in the signing part.
Okay, I'm at the signing part.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, as you go through, just make sure all the information on there is correct. So addresses, date of birth, social, name, spelling on name. Any personal information on there, just make sure it's all correct. If anything is misspelled or incorrect, just let me know and I can resend the documents. And then whenever you're done signing, if everything is correct, just let me know.
Okay, I'm done. Would you like for me to click finish?
Yeah, as long as everything is correct. If anything is misspelled, okay. Just let me know.
Okay, everything is fine. I just pressed finish.
Okay. And I'm just going to read all this information back to you, and then we should be good to go for the day.
Okay.
So the spelling on the first name, again, I have is Katrina, K-A-T-R-E-N-A, R, Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R.
Yeah, correct.
Full address I have is 1333 Nash Road, Northwest Atlanta, Georgia, 30331. Date of birth is 03-12-1977.
Yes.
And then full social I have is 256062103.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then phone number I have for you is 404-599-3770.
That is correct.
Okay. All information on here should be good to go. I'm going to send you a text for my personal number. It's going to have my name and my office hours on it. So if you have any questions for me between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can call or text me. It'll have my email address in there as well.
Okay.
Do you have any
Thank
questions
you.
For me? Of course, yeah. Do you
no,
have any
sir,
questions?
I don't. No, I don't. I appreciate everything you've done. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you. And if you do have any questions, just reach out. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you.